Join us in Denver, Colorado, August 11th through 13th, and Hershey, Pennsylvania, August 25th through 27th. For details, call 1-866-SEE-JOYCE or go to joycemeyer.org. Just show up. God will make the weekend unforgettable.
Thanks for listening. Again, to order this offer, visit our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231. That's 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Psalms chapter 24 and verse 3 and 4. Well, let's start at verse 1. Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Verse 3 says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Now the heaven is open. The question is, who shall ascend? Who's going to travel? Who has access? Who knows the code? Who is allowed there? He says in verse 4, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. So we want to establish the fact that the heaven is open, and because it is open, we have access. You know, it's interesting. The one thing that Jesus cleansed on the disciples when he washed their feet were their feet. Peter, if you recall, Peter said, Lord, don't just wash my feet, wash my head, wash my hands, wash me all over. He said, Peter, none of that's necessary, just your feet. In other words, your walk. See, we've been made clean. Amen. We are justified. But sometimes in the course of your week, you can pick up some dust from your travels. Somebody could have made you mad today. You know, there's stuff you have to deal with. In other words, there's a continual foot washing. And we need to wash one another's feet. If not literally, spiritually. And understand, you know, brother so-and-so is just having a tough week. Hello? Or sister so-and-so just had a bad day today. She's grappling. Amen? So there's a purifying, a cleansing. But what that is targeted at is your mind. Things come and may not have anything to do with anything, but they do. And that is to get you to begin to waver, to get you to second guess, to cause you to lose your identity. Yeah, I'm so excited about where we're going to go in the Word. God revealed something to me this past week, early one morning. And the title of it will be, I'm just giving you a little trailer, but the title of it will be Son of God, Son of Man. Jesus made a very interesting statement. He said that my Father has given me authority to execute judgment in the earth, for I am the Son of Man. He didn't say the Son of God. What gave Jesus authority in the earth, And you know he used two titles, Son of God, Son of Man. What gave him authority in the earth was not Son of God. It was Son of Man. It was the fact that he was all man. And everything that he did as a man. What does that tell us? That means that what he said, the what I do, you can do also. You will do also. That it starts to make sense now. Because he didn't do it as God. If he had of, it'd have been illegal. And the devil would have said, see, you're cheating. Because, see, the devil tried to tempt him in the beginning. He said, if you be the Son of God, he tried to get him to use his deity. Jesus never did. He emptied himself of that and took on the form of a servant, the likeness of a man that would bleed, that got tired, that was hungry. And he limited himself to operate in that realm, dependent upon the Holy Spirit. So he says, what I do, you'll be able to do also. Tell somebody there's some hope for you. Because, see, if he did it all as God, what hope do we have? And, you know, see, it's a lie from the devil. He's got people thinking, well, that was Jesus. You know, Jesus was God, man. How, you know, if I was God, I could tell. No, he didn't do it as God. He did it as man. Just like you and I, of like passion as you and I. We're going to delve into that study at some time to raise your awareness up to who you are and whose you are. See, we are in Christ. And our inheritance is in Christ. Our abilities are in Christ, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, just like Jesus did. Amen. So we see here a clean heart and a clean hands and a pure heart. When we look at a pure heart, and we'll get to this momentarily. When we look at a pure heart, we're looking at basically a heart that isn't wavering. You have some really nice people in the world, but they're double-minded. They waver. They're uncertain about a lot of things. So that means that their heart is not pure. Nice people love God. You know, wouldn't do anybody any harm, but yet they vacillate. The Lord said in the book of James, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You double-minded, twin-souled. When we set our mind on something and we know it's God, we got to have that bulldog faith. You got to bite down and say, the only way you're going to get me to let go is kill me. Cut my head off. You got to wound me so bad I got to let go, but I ain't letting go. Are you? That's how them pit bulls and them bulldogs do. They bite down and they ain't letting go. When you know it's the will of God, because we cannot afford, if we want to travel, we cannot afford to begin to waver and become uncertain. Say this with me. God said it.
God said it.
I believe it.
That settles it.
Remind yourself of that every now and then. God said it. It's just like being saved. You know, is you really saved? Well, I won't put nobody in a box, but if most everybody should know or be able to relate to a time or a place when they were born again. Maybe not everybody, but most people can remember the day when your hands look new, you know. You know, that's how everything looked new. But you can relate to a day. Well, it's important that we can remember and almost, see, Abraham was good at building altars as memorials, as places where God did certain things. And it was always a memorial. Well, it's important that we in our mind document certain things so that when circumstances change or challenges come, we can go back to when. Now, God told me, I remember, God gave me that vision. God put that in my heart. We can recollect, we can recall. And we're not just out there, because if you have no reference point, then you're apt to waver. Do you know, the enemy is so defeated. He got defeated when he rebelled in heaven. That was his defeat right there, because he realized he couldn't take over by force. So when we see him in the garden, he ain't trying to take over by force. He's a liar now. He's a deceiver now. That's all he is now. He knows he has no authority in the earth because man has been given the authority. So he's got to deceive. What we see in the world in the way of evil and darkness, not evil taking people over, is people yielding to the lies and yielding their authority. Because he has none. Jesus would have had none had he not become a man. So when we have the right perspective about that, we understand our foe is defeated, utterly defeated. That's why he's a liar. You know, when somebody caught, when they can't fight, when they can't run, they have to lie. I don't know nothing about that. I wasn't there. We got you on camera. That ain't me. A liar. A deceiver. So we're not at a loss for his operations. We are not ignorant. He's a liar, a deceiver. So, see, lies and deception, if not dealt with, probably can cause you to waver, second guess, question. Hath God hath not surely said, okay? So we want to purify our heart from double-mindedness, from being double-mindedness, from being wavering. Oftentimes, we must add faith to patience. Amen. Even with healing. Don't just because something didn't instantaneously, sometimes things instantly manifest. Sometimes they don't. But that doesn't mean that God didn't hear. And that doesn't mean that God's not working. Amen. So we add faith to patience, or patience to our faith. That's a strong combination. All right, so let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. We see the portal. We see those that will ascend, clean hands, pure heart. And Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 23. The Word of God says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Now, the portal is there. The veil has been rent. It's the renewed mind that will lead you to the entrance.
Resurrection Life Family Worship Center presents the Kingdom of the Kings 24th Anniversary Celebration, beginning Wednesday, July 27th at 7:30 p.m. and nightly through Sunday, July the 31st. Morning sessions will be held Thursday through Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. Guest speakers include Apostle Paul Mazibuku, Pretoria, South Africa; Pastor Billy and Prophet Cynthia Thompson, Boca Raton, Florida; Bishop George Curry, Jacksonville, Florida; Apostle Dave Viljean, Palm Coast, Florida; and Dr. Increase, Mr. Bob Harrison from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Come on out and celebrate with us here at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. For more information, call 772-465-0036 or visit our website at trbanks.com. We are looking to see you here. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.